We are holding Daf Vov and Aleph on top. That the Gemara says, no, that Kamaga Atzmo. Again, we're bringing a proof to Rabbi Zeirum, that Rabbi Zeirum was the one that said by this Tuma that if an Isha sees Dam Nida, that she's Tumah Mi'es L'Yes L'Mafrei from before. So the Rabbona made that Chumra Mamish like a Maga of a Nida. Meaning to say, the Gemara says, not Kamaga Atzmo, like Rashi says, Kenegiya Atzmo, just Kaleimar, Odom Hanagei B'Mishkovo, B'Toich Mi'es L'Yes, the person that touches this bed that the Nida was lying on from Mi'es L'Yes, is Kilo Nagei B'Bos Nida. You have the same halacha like you touched the Nida herself. But just like over there, if you touched the Nisha, the Nida herself, your matama yourself and your begotten that you're wearing, the same thing if you touch the mag or the masa that this Nida was lying on, again, from the din of Mi'es L'Yes, that's the Chiddush. Not only after she sees the dam that she's tamei, but even before the 24 hours before, that also has the lock of a tumas mishkav moishav. So the Bryce before said, maga did not mean it has a lock of a rishon tumah, but rather, that's the top gemara now, kumaga atzmo. It has the same lock as if you're touching the nida herself. Meaning to say, ma maga atzmo. Just like if you touch the nida, the isha herself, mitam odam, the person becomes tamei that's touching her. Letame begodim, that his begodim that he's wearing. Even those, the clothing does not touch the nida. But since he's wearing them b'shas, he's touching her, they also become tummy. If so, what the Braisim is to say is, af mishkova mashova, the same thing, the bed or the chair that this nida was sitting or lying on, is metam odom metama begodim. That even after she goes off the bed, if a person now comes and touches that bed, he becomes tummy, and not only him, even the clothing that's on him also. It also becomes tummy. So mamash like Rav Zeira learned, that this tumas meisleis is even metama k'mishkava moishav. Nothing more says, tiny kavosa de Rava. Let me bring you proof to Rava. Like Rava is the one that said before, tomato kal v'choyma, that if the lochom of this tumas meisleis, the haseita shaboy, is metama a klicheris that's mukiv tzomit posel, says so for sure it's metama the mishkava moishav also. So most of this, because we learn like this, it's a big shal how to be gurus here, but we'll read it the way Al Gemara says it. That Tanaka was the Rova. That what's going to be Horoya Dam, Anisha that sees Dam, is Matama Mi'es L'Yes. So, if she doesn't have Daya Shosa, the halacha is that she's Tumma the Mafreya from before Mi'es L'Yes. Or Mahi Matama, what kind of Tumma does it have, this halacha of Horoya Dam? It's Matama Mishkavis Umashavis. It's Matama that any bed or any chair that she sat on or lied on, that's Mamash Matama them. Now it also says what Oichlin Umashkin is also Matam of the Oichlin Umashkin Shaboy and Uklicheres Hamukut Sam Apostle. Who Adin, if this Isha now just touched and moved the Klicheres, even though it's sealed tight, still it becomes Tamei. That's the Raya to Rav here that this Tumah Meis L'Yes is even Matam of Uklicheres Hamukut Sam Apostle, Uklicheres that's sealed tight, that even though it would be in an Oil Hameis, the Oil Hameis would not be Matam of this Kli. But now the fact that a nida moves it, has hesed with it, it does become tummy. And it says now what, v'yeinu mekukelus l'minyona. Means if she sees the dam, so then when does she start counting like her yimei nidus? That's pshita, she only starts from the day she sees now. And the next 7 days, midiraisi, she's tummy. And after that, if she stops seeing, she can go to the mikvah. And then the next 11 days, she could become a zava. Or during the next 11 days, if she sees one day, it's called Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, she's only Tama that day. So she does not lose her count of a cycle. Because even though we've been Tama on Me'es L'Yes, but that's only Midrabanan. But really we know the Riyah first started now, and therefore she starts counting from now onwards. V'eino mitama es boyla l'mafreya. But if she lives with her husband, and then let's say afterwards she sees Dam Nida, so we do not say that this Tumul HaMafreya makes it as if Mamas, she was a Nida when she lived with her husband. That's what we do not say. We do not say it's Matamas Baila. This Dinul HaMafreya is only going to get the Tyrus, but not Nageya Labaila. Rabbi Akiva, remember, Akiva holds no, that the Matamas Baila, yes, it's even Matamas Baila also. The wife, if she lived with the husband during these 24 hours before the time that she sees the Nidas now, she's also has a din of a boy lead, he's also tummy. But v'yeinu meneya, ela mishor sherosa. We said before, Rabbi Akiva would agree, though, that she only starts counting her 7 days for Nidus from the time that she actually sees, and not from the day before. This all if she sees a dam. What's going to be her royal kesem? Let's say she does not actually see the dam, but she only finds it on her begodim. She finds a spot of blood. So then the loch is mitamul mafreya. That still she has tumul mafreya. What does the mafreya mean? So Rashi says this goes all the way back until the last time she washed the begit. As long as she knows that for sure it was not tummy from before, but up until then she's tummy. Could even be 2 or 3 days. Now umahi mitama. What's this kind of tumul does she have? When she sees the kesem that would say she's tamal mafreya, is oichlu namashkin. She's only mitam oichlu namashkin. That is like a rishon tumah. Mishkavus umashavus. Now it's a big shaila, really, exactly what the girsa should be. If this is the locha of mishkavus, but here kovanal girsa is that a roya kesem she's tamal mafreya, so she's mitam oichlu namashkin. Who are the mishkavus umashavus? What she touches, they become tamei. Uklicheres hamukav tzavaposel. Even though you have a kli cheres that's sealed tight, that usually be oil hameis, the tum is not metam of the kli, but here where this nida, where it has it moved it, it would be mekabel tumah, even though it's part of the din tumah, only a roya kesem is talking to mafreya. And here where mekukelis leminyana, here she's mekukum, means she's not mesukin, she's mixed up a little bit, her count, that we do not know exactly which day she starts counting her 7 days of nidus. Because even though she first finds the kesem now, but we have to be afraid maybe this kesem came out from her a day or two ago. So if we're not sure exactly when it really starts, how you may need us, and when does it start, finish, that we start the Yud Aleph Yomim, she could become a Zavah. So it's not going to be a question if she sees, let's say 6 days from now, is that considered part of the Yud Aleph Yomim that she's only coming 1 day, or do we say no, it's part of the Nidus, and after the 7 she's finished. That's called the Mikukelis Leminyana. We don't have a clear count. We do not know a count to know exactly which day she started to see. Or Metames Boilo. And she's also Metame the Boilo, means if she lived with the husband and we find the Kesem afterwards, so the husband becomes Tamei. V'eino Moneya Ela Misho Shirosa. But when does she actually start counting, though, that she has to wait 7 days to become Tamei? That's treatise, she only, Lachumah, she has to first start counting from today, the day that she found the kesem. V'zeh v'zeh tolen, both halachis, whether she's a roya nida, or whether she's nimtza kesem, that though we say she's tamal mafreya, it's only like a suffix dikatumah. Therefore it's only tolen, which means to say, l'oichlin, you have no right to eat this truma, but for l'oichlin, we have no right to burn it either. So, middle of this price, that's mashma like Rava. That Rava said before that the halacha of a hesed of this tumas nida, which is tamal mafreya meis leis, is even metama a kli cheres which was sealed tight. So Mora says, let's see. For Rava, what's pshat before that Rava made a kal v'chaima to say that Rava before made a kal v'chaima that if this tumah hesed of a nida meis leis is metama a kli cheres that sealed tight. So for sure it makes Mishka B'Moshev. So the question is, Varava, Ishmielei Masnisa, if you learned this Braisa we just learned, Lema Masnisa, what do you have to say to Kabul Chayma for? Let him say it's a killing the Braisa. Here the Braisa says both halachas. It says that's Matama, the Klicheris, even though it has a solid posil on it. And then it says also Matama, Mishka B'Moshev. Vilo Ishmielei, Elamai Rava did not hear from this Braisa. So then, Masnisa, Ilashmila Masnisa, is so then Kabul Chayma Minoli. How do we know to start off the Kabul Chayma? How do we know to say that first, that the Tumas Nida has this Chumas Metamah Kli Cheris, even though it's some impossible? Maybe no, maybe it's not Metamah. If you didn't hear this Braisa, how did you know that halacha? So, verse is true. Lyoilim really, I'll tell you, Shmilei. He heard this Braisa. Shmilei Masnisa. But it's like this. So then the question is, what do you have to the Kabul Chayma for? The Braisa says clearly both halachis that there's a tumor of Samit Postel, the tumor of Mishka V'Moshev. So the answer is no. We, Mimastis, if on this Braisa don't have a mean, I would have thought to say, Oi, Odom, Oi, Begodim. That that we say it's Matamba, the Mishka V'Moshev, maybe just means to say, Oi, Odom, Oi, Begodim. Meaning to say that either an Odom touches the Mishkav, or else if the Kelim touch the Mishkav. But when are the Kelim, the Begodim, Tommy, only if they actually touch the Mishkav itself? Ah, well, Odom or Begodim lay, But maybe in the case where just the man touches this mishkaf, touches the bed, and it's only the clothing that he's wearing on him, but where the clothing is not really touching the mita, maybe would not become tamei. As mishumachi kama kavuchayma, that's why we need Rava's kavuchayma to say yes, that if this tumas maga, this heset of a nida mace lace, can make a tuma on a klicheres that's so impossible, then an oil mace cannot. So for sure, that this negia of a nisha that's a nida mace lace would make a regular tuma mishkav. That the luck would be that if a man touches that mishkav, he'd become tamei, and all those begotim is wearing would also become tamei. So it's good. Well, we need Rava's kavuchayma. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna meyes liyesha benida lakhoidish avle l'truma." Now that we have this chumra, that Nisha sees dam now, she's tamei the mafrei for 24 hours. That's only a special chumra for kachim, but not for truma. If you only want to eat truma, the truma she touched before does not become tamei. But the Gemara Yochi, if so, it's only a din in kachim and not in truma, then list the gavi milas. There's a whole Gemara in Chagiga, a parak chayim b'kodesh, that lists a lot of things that we have chumras b'kodesh and not the other things. So let us say this part of the chumra there. It's only by kodesh, not by truma. So Moses says, no, I'll answer you. Ki katani hecho dis delay drawer the truma. When does that Gemara there in Chagiga talk about the chumras that was set for kachim? That's only where there's a drawer means a real doubt. There's a real doubt that we really see truma there. Then we're machmir, those are the milas over there. Avol heicha the less le drawer the tuma. But over here, by this tumas need the mace lace, there's no real suffix to say the dam came before. Like we were saying well before, that really there's a cheskas tyra on the isha. It's only sam chumim with rabbonin, it's so like a tani. Therefore, that gemara in chagiga does not bring down sam chumim with rabbonin. It only brings down the svara that will be midi nikaradin. So, mikaradin, we say that. Since there's no drawer the tum over there, we did not bring it down in the Gemara in Chagiga. Like Rashi said, this mace lace is like a drawer the tum. It means the hash du the chazoi. Really, we should say she only saw from now. Ella, why do we say it's tamal mafreya? Ella gzera biyam was tam gzera. Therefore, this chumra the rabbanon did not put it there in the Gemara Chagiga. It only puts it down over here. But this will not be a kash from Afun. It could be the din of mace lace is only for kachim and not for truma. Now the Gemara says, mace have a question like this. Mahi metama, we say before, what is she tummy? That's the bryce of liyel, that's talking about what a tuma of mace lace. So it says, oichlin and mashkin. Then oichlin and mashkin. So my love doesn't mean to say, bain the kurdish, bain the truma. All type of oichlin and mashkin. I mean, even truma also. Truma could be, or grapes, or mashkin could be wine. So where it says loy. Maybe you're talking about Afka the Kodesh, and you have oichlam shaita the carbonus itself, and a mashkin would be either the yayin shal nesochem, or the yayin that you, the shema that you use. So again, it could be it's not a kasha through Afuna. Tashma coming here. Reb Yudah says, a gemara later we're going to have, the af bishas of rosan, melecha b'truma, right after Nisha finishes eating truma, right away we tell her to make a bedika. Right after she finishes eating truma, we tell her right then to make a bedika. Let's see if she's tummy or not. And Ravina, but we have a question over there. The chumai heavy, heavy. She already finished eating it already. So why do we care if she's tummy? What do we have to find out for? She ate up the truma already. It's not a question of what's left over. It's a question of what she ate up. She ate up the whole thing already. So my answer is Amar Rav Chisda. That let's say she did not eat everything up, there's still some leftovers. So the question is the leftovers tamei or not? So therefore, it's again to make a bedikah now to know whether she was already tamei and therefore these shirayim are also tamei, or maybe no, she remained tor and therefore the shirayim is also tor. That's enough kumina. But our kolponim it says clearly a little truma here. So mashma clearly that mace lay shabanid is metama the truma, you can't eat the truma. Therefore we tell it to make a badikia to make sure that we should know that the truma is still kosher to eat. So where it says, Rafuna masni, lisrav shirayim sheb yodeho, shebot kratzma kishia vesis. Here we're not talking about you made a badika after she finished eating the truma, after she finished touching it. Because if she makes the badika later, could be there's no purpose for it. Because the mice were not machmil and mafreya, the tumor for truma, only for kachim. I hear it's mashma, even for truma also, we tell her to make a bedikah right afterwards. So he learns the pshat is like this. We're told to make a bedikah right after the next second when she finished eating the truma, because it should find itself to be tummy right now. That's like a vade tuma from right before. And therefore the parents would be vade tummy, and if I'm not in a suffix, it'd be vade tummy. So this would apply even to truma. But next time, in a case where she does not make the bedikah right away, that is only shal of the tumah should go back meis leis. That's Rav Huna's halacha, that the tumah only goes back to get to kachim, but not magaya to truma. Now the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. It says the Gemara later that says, Maisis once happened, the Yosser Rebbe Kreb Leza, that Rebbe once paskin like Reb Leza. Rashi brings down Maisa means Beisha Yoldo, the young girl, Shovrola Shalashinus, it passed by 3 months already, Shal Shloshim Yom of 30 days, Shlarosa she did not see dam, Vyomer of Leza Masnis and the Kalisha Shovrola Shalashinus, is Daya Shosav, it happened 3 months where she did not see dam, so then she sees afterwards she's the Cheskas Mslekas Domim, and she's only Tomei Daya Shosav. O Polagra Bonla, the Bon argue and say no. The ain't Dayashos El Shovrole Gimloinus Machma Zikn only happened when she was old already. Some of Lizek Nosai. Here when she's young, here it means nothing if she's still Tomei from Afreya. So Kitsa Machlaikis over there to Nebleza and Chachamim. That says it once happened Maisa the Yosser Rebbe Kribleza. That once Rebbe Paschim like Kribleza, that this young girl, if it happened already 3 times, she did not see a Dam Nidom, that he said she's Muslekis Domim. If she sees later, it's only Mikan Labo and not Lamafreya. Liyacha Shenisko, if the Rebbe realized what happened, Omri said like this, that Kedai Reb Lez, listen, Cholo B'Sheset Rak. Listen, since I passed on this way already, I'll leave it alone, even though Rila Grashi says that he remembered now that he did not do the right thing, because he should have passed on the Chomim, not like Reb Lez will soon see. But now that he did already, he said, it's Kedai to be Samech on Reb Lez, B'Sheset Rak, not to be Chayza. Rashi says Shasat Chak means was Shnei Betzoros, was a hungry year like, and they didn't want to be master the Tyrus then. So the question is, Ravinabo, you have a question over here. My Liyacha Shenisker, what does it mean to say remember Liyacha Shenisker? Then if you want to tell him Liyacha Shenisker, we have to remember it. Yena Lachak Rav Leza, we don't pass like Rav Eliezer. El Lach Rabbanon, we only pass like Rabbanon. That what? That this young girl, even though it passed by 3 months, still she has Tumulam Afreya. If so, that's really the Ikra Lachak, like Rabbanon. So if so, B'Shas Hatchak, Heichi Yavad Kavosai. So how could Rebbe says like B'Shas Hatzchak, Rashi says B'Shnei B'Tzoros, he'll leave it alone and say, listen, since I paskin that she's not Tamilim Afreya, we'll leave it the way it is. If it's mamash or wrong suck, he can't leave it alone. Like in the law, because we don't like the Rabbanin. So if we do B'Shas Hatzchak, you have to be Machman. You can't say to be Samech on Reb Lez B'Shas Hatzchak. Elo, the Pshat must be like this. Elo, the Layitma Hilchaso, the law attack was not learned. Layitma Hilchaso, Loi Kamar of Loi Kamar. It wasn't really Paskin Dois. Who we Paskin like the Reb Lez or like Chachamim. It's not clear in the case of the Yalda that passed by 3 months of not seeing. Therefore, V'chivan Shenisker, after Rebbe realized and remembered that the Lav Yochid Polagle, it's not Stam Yochid Ragaz and Reb Lez, El Rav Motz Rav Ragaz and Reb Lez. So that should be a reason to Paskin like the Rabbanan. He said like this, El Rav Poli Galei, that Omri said, Kedai your blood, listen, Chol HaBashat HaTchak. But listen, since I already passed and said that the Tyrus HaTor, what happened from Mies Leis, we'll leave it alone already. Because really the Ikab Pesach was not brought down who we passed like. It's only because of the Klal of Yochav Rab, Malachak Rabim, Siri says, B'Shat HaTchak is even Mekon, the way he passed. Now, Kopom, there's a Maestia with Rebbe, that Rebbe passed first, that it should be Tor, even though really it should be Tamil and Mafreya, but he said once he passed and left it that way. So the question is like this. Even for Truma, then Hainu Devi Truma Bime Rebbe, it was good that there was a case by Truma over there, that the Maisa by Truma, that it was Bime Rebbe, you don't need to leave the Beis Hamikdash for Truma, and therefore first he passed in that you're allowed to eat it, it's the first he passed in that it's okay. And even though later we found that it was wrong, we left it. But then, Liyamud Lakodish, no Chumra of Meis Leis, is only the Gate to Kachim, not the Gate to Trum at all. If so, Kid Kodosh, be a May Rebbe Mihevi. The Rashi says, Rebbe lived after the Chumra of the Beis Hamikdash. If so, there was no more kachim then. If so, how could you tell me now that he felt bad what he did, because it really should have been the chachamim, it should have been tamal amafreya. I disowned tamal amafreya by kachim, not by truma. And when they read that there was no more kachim around. So Gemara says, yes, I'll tell you the case talking about the kadula. Like Ula says in the Gemara in Chagiga, the Yamun Ula says like this, that Chavrei Mad Ken Beglila, there are people that keep kosher in Gola, that keep it with Tyrus. His Achinami Bimei Rebbe, that there were some people there that were Noyig Kochim. So Rashi says like this, Chavrei Mad Ken Beglila means Chaverim Shebegol, the people of Chaverim, kosher people living in the Gola, Metarim Yenil Nesochim. They used to make sure they had kosher wine, Torah-dik wine that would be fit to use on the Nesochim. Ushman Huadin, they kept the oil very pure. Lemnochis, why? Even though it was after the Churban Abayis, but Shemlo Yivna Beis Hamikdash Mehem. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built again, the third Beis Hamikdash in their times. So therefore, Liyolam Kachim Evi. Therefore, song about Kachim. I asked after the Churban Abayis, but there are some people that still are Metayr, they're Chulin, the Tyrus HaKadosh that should be fit to use for the Beis Hamikdash. That's the case we also Rebbe Yoso. We're talking about the case we had this food that he was makdashed like the seven sodas should keep his kedusha to be used for the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, it's like a kachim, and that's why I'm afraid it should have been a tummy. The other more says, if so, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says another case that Maisa b'shivchosa shirub Gamliel. Once after a story with the shivcha that made by Rav Gamliel, she was baking kikros breads of truma. Obeying kolachas v'yachas, after every single baking, after every single bread, madicha yoda, she would wash off her hands, b'mayim with water, ubeidekis, and she would check herself. Ubeidekis, now b'yachroinat, by the last bread, botka, she checked herself out. Umotza tzmei, she found that she was an idiot, she found tzmei, she was tzmei. This was a shivcha kananis, but she has luck like an isha. She has tumas nida. So the case was now, uvoas, she came, fishola shav gamliel. She asked gamliel, what's the locha? Like she said, she found herself to be tummy now. What's the locha of all these breads? It says here of truma that she was working with. What's the locha of all those breads? V'yoma lo, and he answered back to her and said, kulam tumeis. All of them are tummy. And the chura, now that you're tummy. So the chura meant to say, you're tummy. Bishum the din of eis leishav anida. So all the breads you touch the last 24 hours become tamei. All these breads of truma. Omru loisa, she said back to him, Rebbe, v'aloi b'dika hoi salib ben kolachas v'yachas. This man made a b'dika in between each bread. And so now I only found myself tamei at the end by the last one. So Omru loisa said back to him, Kain, if so, that's the situation, then he tamei, only the last bread is tamei. For kulam tairus, all the breads before, since you made a b'dikah after them, you found yourself to be tahor. So there's no suffix, all the other breads are tahor. Only this last bread is tummy. But our core point of the maestro is katonimius, what we learn over here, katonimius, that kikrel shot truma, that she was baking breads of truma. Says so lechur, it's mash makulil, that you have the din tumah of mace lace, even by truma, not only by kochim. So Chikashan Rafuna, Akar Rafuna says only the Kochim, here it's Mashma clearly that applies even by Truma. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you my Truma, you know what type of kikros of Truma was over here? I'll tell you it means Truma Lach Me Toida. It means that there was a Korban Toida here, and by Korban Toida we know you have to bring 40 lechems. Now, four, there are four different types, and from each type you have to take of one to be Truma. So some of the Truma of the Lach Me Toida, these four breads. So these are the breads that she touched. These are the breads that became tummy. And echnami, regular truma could be, would not become tummy with the din of meis lace. But over here, these were the truma of the lach meitoida, which has loch of kochim, the kedusha sagufia. Therefore, they become tummy the mafrei with the din of meis lace. So more is the question, is that possible? Truma lach meitoida biafia ma boy. Like we're talking about now the truma of the lach meitoida, what are you going to bake them now for? Pashto the locha is that first you bake 40 breads, and then you take off truma, you take off four of them, and give the four to the kohen. But you first bake them, and first later you mafresh them to become truma. And here it's mashma, she was baking them to be truma. So mashma, it was truma in the dough form. The chur is lachmei toida, first becomes lachmei toida, the truma after you bake them. And Rashi says, truma lachmei toida, abo chalas, four chalas, midal min, four different types, and four different types shibat toida. Noistam lakoyin, the chsiv, it says, vikri menu echud mikol korban truma. From each one of the different types of bread, you have to give one of them to the kohen. So Maureen says, be here. So Maureen to say what? That she's baking these lachmei toida. The question is, bafiya ma boy, zek Rashi, homem chalas boi lo, lemefa. First you have to bake 40 lechems. For hodu afrush yidal l'truma. And then you first set aside four for truma. For ya boim lemikra truma, these 40 are not called truma. So the chur Rashi's baking, it's not called truma. And here it says she baked a truma. So Maureen says, the Yafrishino Bilishayi. We're talking about over here that she was mafrish the truma of the lachmei toida when it was still in the dough form. Trashio Mishani the Yafrishino Bilishayi when it's still in the dough. Liyoylam my truma truma lachmei toida. Yeah, this Bryce is talking. This Maestir Bishop Chosa Shon Liel is talking about she was baking the bread for the lachmei toida. Aye, the question is of the karma. You said Biafia Maboy. What is it doing now? Baking them lachura. After you bake them first, later you mafresh the truma. So my answer is going the afresh la dalid mehaboyim chalos bisosim. You took off these four type of lechems, these four breads for truma when it was still in the dough form. Or the yachra fias kulam. Then after you baked all of them, then shechta toidlem. Then you shechta the toida. Enechnami. You're not supposed to shech the carbon toida until after you baked all 40 lechems. Rav here we're talking about that you took off the truma shaboy when it was still in a dough form. And the Mora says, v'chiho, like this case, v'chiho, the yomer av tuviyam, bar rav ktina, that lach mei toide shofon, you have this lach mei toide, if you bake them, dalat chalas, you bake them in four breads, is yotza. You take a yotza. But they can only four breads, the yotza. So the question is, as v'avinabob, you have a question, as v'avinabob, I bought bina na boim. We know you have to have 40 lechems. How can you tell me if you bake only 4 yotza? We know the lach of a korban toida is you have to have 40. So Moreh says the mitzvah. That's only a mitzvah you have to have 40. But mikra din, we know there are 4 different types. So from each type, you could take all the dough of that type and instead of dividing up into 10 different parts, you could bake it all together. And with the yevet also, you would be yotza. Like Rashi says, shofon dalet chalis. Means eser esroinim shel chometz often kulam bechalachas. All 10 esroinim of flour that you're usually supposed to make it from chometz, you bake them all together. Instead of making 10 of them, you bake them all together. Now the gimel esroinim ushlish. Now a three and a third esorins shebechalois matzah often bechalachas. They're supposed to be made out of matzah. You made into one bechala. The chen show a kikin, the same thing, the three and the third, you're supposed to use of isaron to make the rakikin. You made all in one. And the same thing, the chen show revucham. That the fourth type is the revucha type, the scalded in hot water, that also you made all of it in one shot. So first the question, I have been in men, Rashi says, Lemenachas, Yafinim, Bimnachas, Yafinim, Lo, Eperakat Toida, Sal Yotza, Umishani, Lemitzvah, Velikubalek, Enechnami, Lemitzvah, you're supposed to have all 40. But likuvah, it's enough to bake just 4. For the moral question, I've been an afrushe truma minayu. You have to be mafresh truma from them. Rashi says, achas mikol min, one from each min. Dahainu echod meyesa, one of 10. The chivan lekeres, ech yafresh. The question, if you're baking all together in one shot, like all chometzes, you're baking them in one shot, so how can you take off truma from the chometz? You don't have 1 out of 10, you only have one big lechem of chometz. So my answer is, the chitayma, you want to tell me what? The mafresh prusa mikochad, the chad that you pulled off a piece from each one, drasha v'chitayma, the mafresh prusa mikochala, mat l'koyin, you pulled off a little piece to give to the koyin, from each one of these big lechems, you pulled off a small piece, so the Gemara know, echod amar rachmono, shloyito prusa, then if trum is, you have to take, at least v'lach mitad, you have to take one, and not a piece. Rashi says, Echad Amar Rachmona, Vikri Mimenu Echad Mikol Korban V'dashinu B'mnachas Shleyito Prus L'Trumas Kain. That the piece you give to the Kain cannot be a broken piece. It has to be a complete one. Says, so if you're baking it all in one shot, in one big lechem, so how do you give 1/10 to the Kain? You have to break off a piece. So the Moran says, V'yaminu, we said, the afreshinu b'lushayu. Ches over there is, Rashi says, notal echod miyes l'truma. He take 1/10 out of this dough and set it aside to be truma. And the left 9/10 left over, that he give to the Bailim from every min of them. Then you bake it all, b'chal achas. So it comes out, though, that the truma is set aside first. So the kids, you see, he could set aside the truma of the lachmi toido when it's still in the dough form. Tzimur says, Ochanam here also, the afreshinu b'lishayu. So again, we have no question really on Rav Huna. There could be the first case here of this Maisesh Chasus Rang Leo, the truma means, taka the truma of the lachmi toido, and that's why it would be become tome with the din of meis leis. But a regular truma, maybe would not have the din tuma mi'es leis. The other one says, Toshima coming here. It says again, Shuv Maisa b'Shivcha Shem Gamliel happened a second time, a different story, but again the Shivcha Shem Gamliel. Shehoi saw Gapo Chav Yushayin. She was covering up barrels of wine, and Obein Kolachas V'Achas. After she finished covering up, closing, sealing it tight, the barrel of wine, Madicha Yodesh, she would wash her hands again, B'Mayim with water, Obeideka, she would check herself to make sure she did not become a nida. With Mustama, these trumas, these barrels are made of truma, so she wanted to make sure not to be matama them. So she checked this stuff out. Uvachreina, when she got finished with the last barrel, then Bodko Motsu Tzume, she found herself to become tame. Alright, continue on the other side.